yourself this phase, just trying to holler at y'all and see what's going on. Had a lot on my mind, reminiscing, trying to figure out these things that are going on my mind. Trying to figure out some puzzles. I'm not here to start nothing. I ain't trying to start nothing. Just got some things that I want to get done. Some things that I want to get solved. Some things I want to enlighten myself with. So maybe y'all take a time and to get the opportunity to stop by and listen to my thoughts. Hope so. Very intellectual. So if you get time, just holler at me. I'm reminiscing all in my room, just trying to figure out a whole lot of things. Until then, y'all have a great day, and thank you for coming in and listening to me. Thanks.
I'ma keep it like an island boy. I'ma keep it like an island boy. I'm just trying to make it. And I'm an island boy. I'ma keep it like an island boy. I'm an island boy. I'm just trying to make it. And I'm an island boy. I'ma keep it like an island boy.
These streets keep calling me. They don't want me to leave the life behind. Staring at the stars, wishing I had the time. Well, my kids need food and my girl needs me. And sometimes I dream that I'm finally free. So baby, don't play me, I ain't no toy. I'm a prisoner here, but I still make noise. And I'ma shout that I'm about it with all my voice. I'm a street kid now, but one day I'll be an island boy. I'm just trying to make it, I'm an island boy.
I'ma keep it like an island
boy. I'm an island boy.
Oh my God, you guys. What the hell is going on that all of these places are declaring states of emergency for an upcoming event, the solar eclipse, on the 8th of April? When in the history of our lives have they called state of emergency for an eclipse? It's not just happening in Niagara Falls. It's also happening in Texas, Indiana, all over the place. All over the place. And not only that, you've got to listen to this guy. Okay, this is Indiana. And now you can listen to this guy.
Niagara Falls has declared a state of emergency. But get this, it's for something that's going to happen in the future. In one of the strangest stories I've heard in a while, the Niagara region announced Friday that they'll be declaring a state of emergency to accommodate an upcoming once-in-a-lifetime event. A solar eclipse that's set to take place on April 8th. But it gets even stranger. At the exact same time as the eclipse, NASA will be firing 3 rockets into the moon's shadow, and the CERN Particle Accelerator will be firing up for the first time in 2 years to search for invisible matter that secretly powers our universe. Am I the only one weirded out by this?
Recent developments. The waters of the Red Sea have become a stage for a potential confrontation. The Russian Pacific Fleet, in a significant move, has navigated into the Red Sea, heading towards the coastlines of Yemen. This area is notably active, with American and British naval forces conducting operations against the Houthi rebels. As the Russian warships made their passage through the Bab al-Mandab Strait, the strategic choke point connecting the Red Sea to the Gulf of Aden, the dynamics in the region hint at an escalated presence. With the convergence of NATO and Russian naval capabilities in these contested waters, the international community watches closely. The implications of these movements are profound, touching on geopolitical tensions and the balance of power in a region critical for global maritime routes. As developments unfold, the situation calls for a keen eye on the interactions between these powerful naval forces. Stay with us for continuous coverage on this and other breaking news stories. In a tragic incident this Thursday, a bus carrying worshippers to an Easter conference met with a devastating accident in South Africa's Limpopo province. The bus, en route from Gaborone, Botswana to a church gathering, reportedly lost control and plunged off a cliff in the Mamatlakula Mountain Pass, a route between Mokopane and Marken. This catastrophic event has resulted in the loss of 45 lives, with one individual seriously injured. Among the survivors is an 8-year-old girl, who has been airlifted to a hospital for urgent medical care. Authorities are currently investigating the cause of this harrowing crash, which also led to the bus catching fire upon impact. In response to this tragedy, South African Transport Minister Sindisi Chikunda has expressed deep condolences to the families of the victims and assured that efforts will be made to repatriate the bodies to Botswana. As the community mourns and searches for answers, Minister Chikunda calls for responsible driving, especially during the busy Easter weekend, to prevent further heartbreak on the roads. Stay tuned to this day. A devastating car bomb attack shook a Syrian town near the Turkish border, claiming the lives of 7 innocent souls and injuring many others. This tragic incident sheds light on the ongoing volatility in the region, exposing the fragile security situation that puts civilians at risk. It's a stark reminder of the urgent need for peace and stability in the area. Let's stand together against senseless violence and strive for a safer world for all. Major emergency operation is underway in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, as a significant fire engulfs the Our Lady of the Rosary of Pompeii Church. This 4-alarm blaze has mobilized an extensive response from numerous fire departments, with firefighters and emergency crews converging on the scene to combat the heavy flames and thick smoke that are now visible across Brooklyn and even into Manhattan. As the situation develops, there's an urgent report of 2 brave firefighters who have encountered a critical situation, having fallen through a floor while battling the flames. Rescue efforts for these firefighters are currently underway, highlighting the risks and challenges faced by those on the front line of this emergency. In light of these events, local authorities are urging the public to maintain a safe distance from the affected area, allowing emergency services to perform their duties effectively. Additional firefighting resources are being dispatched to the scene as efforts to contain the blaze continue. As this story unfolds, we're committed to bringing you the latest updates and information. Your awareness and support can make a significant difference. Breaking news out of Salisaw, Oklahoma, where a significant incident has occurred on the Arkansas River. Earlier today, a large barge lost control and collided with a bridge, resulting in substantial damage. Eyewitness reports and initial assessments reveal that both the barge and one of the bridge's pillars have sustained considerable damage. Emergency services are currently on the scene, and authorities are urging the public to avoid the area to facilitate response efforts. The cause of the crash is under investigation, and updates will be provided as more information becomes available. Please.
Hey, what's up, fam? This is FaZe. You know, I want y'all to really listen to this right here. This is the mindset that Hollywood give our brothers. You know, you hear, this is Lil Wayne conversation, and I want you to listen to what Lil Wayne say. I want y'all to understand what he's saying, and wondering why people look up to him. Let's analyze.
And that bit, I knew it.
2 Corinthians 2:11. Let Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his device.
Man, twist what you laughing at, man. How you get that? You get that? You understood that? You sucking on clips out of that fight? They came on that motherfucker. Oh, you're a twit.
15.
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, my God.
You bet I'm on the wheel. Cause I'm on the wheel. I'm fucking at 11. I had Nene at 15, nigga. I had my daughter when I was 15, nigga. It ain't cause you a male. It ain't cause you 15. You supposed to, cause you're young money. You're supposed to. Fuck that shit, nigga. I start fucking. I got raped when I was 11, twist.
Joel 3:3. And they have cast lots for my people, and have given a boy for a harlot, and sold
a girl for wine that they might drink. Now you hear Lil Wayne say he got raped, right? Let's analyze.
I loved it. I ain't never pressed charge. I'm going to do you like baby them did me. Yeah. I'll never forget that day. Yeah, no, they was all in the kitchen. I was scared. It was cool. There was about this many niggas and shit, too, in that bitch. I'll never forget the word. Suck Lil Wayne la dick. Sitting on the couch. Everybody in that bit. And he was like, talking, girl, with your good dick. Girl, you know you suck with your good dick, suck. And I had, boy, that bitch suck on nick. Have a nick. Suck Lil Wayne that dick. I'm sitting there like, sure, yeah. Suck up. I ain't never had this happen. In front of G. Oh my God, that was the best ever, boy. I walked out that bitch. I felt like I killed 5 niggas, ran through 3 banks, boy. You don't understand. I was a different man after that. I was Lil Wayne. After that.
Corey Feldman has no idea what it's like not to be famous. He was just 3 years old in this McDonald's commercial.
McDonald's gift certificates.
I literally was famous before I knew my own name.
His
Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it.
Roles defined the 80s. Action! Goonies.
This was my dream, my wish.
Stand By Me.
You call my dad a loony again, and I'll kill you.
License to Drive.
The only difference between you and that greaseball is that he has a license and you don't.
Films that propelled him into the spotlight for his entire youth. But being famous so young, he says, caused serious damage to him and his friends. A lost childhood and a loss of innocence. He blames the adults, not just those looking to profit from charming children, but also some with far more sinister motives.
I can tell you that the number one problem in Hollywood was and is and always will be pedophilia. That's the biggest problem for children in this industry.
The casting couch even applies to children.
Oh, yeah. Not in the same way. It's all done under the radar.
Nobody talks about pedophilia.
It's the big secret.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Intriguing.
Yeah. There was a circle of older men that surrounded themselves around this group of kids. Hmm. And they all had either their own power or connections to great power in the entertainment industry. You know, there's a lot of good people in this industry. But there's also a lot of really, really sick, corrupt people in this industry. And there are people in this industry who have gotten away with it for so long that they feel they're above the law.
Hmm.
And that's got to change. That's got to stop.
Scorpio?
No. What's your last name?
Ava Combs.
What's your other last name?
Ava Baroni.
Ava Baroni Combs? Yes, it's breaking news. Diddy adopted a white child. The story about...
Ecclesiastic 12:4. And the door shall be shut in the street when the sound of the grinding is low, and he shall rise up at a voice of the bird, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low.
Preliminary speak. Did you guys see No Jumper? Because Orlando Brown is on it, and he's speaking about Jay-Z. And this is what he had to say.
Okay. So we were talking about Jay-Z, and
I'm confused.
The thing about Jay-Z's pussy is so, it's sweet, it tastes like coconut. But it does have an afro on it.
What?
I've never seen such an afrocentric vagina. It was the most thing.
Afrocentric doesn't just mean that it has an afro, though.
Okay, well, I knew that, but that, well, it wasn't just solid.
How do you know what Jay-Z?
Jay-Z, you have 24 hours to respond or else I'll believe in this shit.
Oh, he's gotta respond.
You gotta solid, respond, Jay-Z.
Solid pussy.
Damn.
Solid. You know what I mean? You ever seen the movie when the real the black exploitation film? It's solid.
What the hell? Yo, and it's way more in this whole interview that is just crazy. That I'm gonna just be put pieces and pieces of it. This is crazy. So Jay-Z has a solid, you know, pussy.
On April 1st, 2024, at 6:30 this morning, Vladimir Putin has just declared World War III. United States of America has violated agreements with Russia. He put Russian ships in the Red Sea to be closer to send subsonic missiles to NATO and the USA. Another bridge has just collapsed in New York City on March 31, 2024. It's reported that it was due to poor maintenance. The real reason has not been concluded, but an investigation is currently underway.
Breaking news coming out in the last hour. Prepare for war is the warning that it is the only way for peace. Now, as I mentioned, this just coming out in the past hour. I'm going to give you all the details of this breaking news that is coming out across the headlines. Now, here is the information coming out. Headlines starting to roll out across the news media outlets in just the past couple hours as it says that Francis Macron says that Europe, they must be ready for war if it wants peace. They're saying that this is essentially going to be the only way, according to French President Macron, saying that Europe will ready itself for war. And it says Francis Macron says that Europe must be ready if Russia escalates the tensions. This article coming out from Reuters just 36 minutes ago, and it is linked in the description below. Now, this is some pretty incredible major news. This would essentially pull everyone into war. If France and Europe go to war, NATO goes to war, Russia goes to war, we would see a dominoes effect of countries entering into war. So this is essentially a World War III warning that could be starting here that is sparked as France is saying that this is the only way. And again, that would also pull in the United States and several other of the allies of Europe as they're saying that this is the way, as tensions are increasing as well. If you missed my video, literally just 2 hours ago, I posted a video of the warnings coming out as Russian President Vladimir Putin has said that they are ready for nuclear war, that they have their missiles, their devices ready. They stay combat ready, he said. And he warned that they are actually the most modern and advanced of all nations on the planet. Now, in addition to that, this is now increasing with France escalating the tensions. So this is just coming out. Now, I'm going to read to you the details of what has unfolded. And again, it is today, March 14th, 2024, 5:53 p.m. Central Standard Time here in Houston, Texas. So if you're watching this right now, and that is exactly what you're looking at, you are seeing this live. If you are watching this on any other platform, I'm going to release it on my Instagram and my TikTok at SteveRam3, also my ex SteveRam News, share with you guys everything that's going on. But this is just coming out, and a lot of people are saying this is going to escalate tensions significantly, as Macron is saying the only way out of this, the only way, is essentially for Europe to prepare for war. It is the only way to bring about peace. Now, I'm going to share with you the information coming out, but do me a favor. I see that.
What's the message to Iran?
Don't.
As President Biden said, just don't.
Exactly. One word. Pretty straightforward.
I'm gonna bomb the shit out of them. It's true. I don't care. I don't care. They've gotta be stopped.
Pay attention and listen, because they are preparing mass evacuations for all Americans. Look.
The U.S. is planning for mass evacuations of Americans if the war were to spread. Can you kind of give context of how likely you guys are viewing that scenario, and whether this is very top level planning or if there's some sort of granular detail that you guys are going into on this hour?
I won't go into granular detail on operational planning one way or another, but it would be imprudent and irresponsible if we didn't have folks thinking through a broad range of contingencies and possibilities. And certainly evacuations are one of those things. I mean, there's not a place in the world where the Pentagon doesn't have contingency plans on the shelf, may need updating, but have them on the shelf to help with the evacuation of American citizens. And given what's going on in the Middle East right now, I think it's perfectly reasonable. I think it would be imprudent and irresponsible if we weren't doing some kind of contingency thinking. But we're not at a point of execution right now. And there are still plenty of opportunities, for instance, even in Israel, for people to get out. We're still doing contract charter flights, and there's still commercial flights going in and out of Ben Gurion. And frankly, the demand signal for our contract charter flights hasn't been very high. They're still going, but they're not all filled. And the same could be said for places like Lebanon. But each country's different, and the threats and challenges in each will change over time. And we're doing all the right prudent thinking that you would expect us to.
I know that you've thanked Qatar for its role in helping to secure the release of some of the hostages so far, but I was wondering if the U.S. believes that Qatar should expel the Hamas leaders that are in the country right now.
I don't think, I'll just say we're having conversations with partners across the region, and we know that Qatar has an open line of communication with Hamas. And as you saw, we thank Qatar for their support in helping get those two.
If you were paying close attention at the very end, he said, are you guys going to expel the Hamas leaders that are in the country right now? That's confirmation that there are sleeper cells right now in this country waiting for a phone call. We are honestly on the brink of a World War III, and there is no denying it.
You live in the West and don't have a bunker. What do you think about this? NATO has warned civilians to prepare for conflict and make sure to have equipment to survive the first 36 hours of what may come. According to the head of NATO Military Committee, Admiral Rob Bauer, it's not a given that we are in peace. And this is why NATO countries are preparing for a conflict with Russia and terror groups. The British government also confirmed that we are in a pre-war era. British Defence Minister Grant Shapps noted that the world could be engulfed by multiple wars involving Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran in the next 5 years, and the NATO has to increase its defence spending to at least 2% of national income. And just a week ago, Sweden's defence officials asked citizens to prepare for war and an end to 210 years of peace. Is this why billionaires are building bunkers? But for ordinary citizens who could barely afford a roof, let alone a bunker, what is their hope?
Stay far away from these places if World War III ever happens. First on the list is Honolulu, Hawaii. The reason why I would stay away from Honolulu is if a war ever broke out is because of the many military bases. One of these being Pearl Harbor, which is very important and is the headquarters of the U.S. Pacific Fleet. Hawaii is located far away from other U.S. states, which could potentially cause problems if other countries decide to invade. This is because troops on the mainland might find it difficult to reach Hawaii before it's too late. Secondly, Norfolk, Virginia. Norfolk is a very active area for the military, home to the world's largest naval station and the Pentagon, two of the most recognizable military buildings in the U.S. and the world. Norfolk has direct access to the Atlantic Ocean. This could be bad because it leaves the whole state of Virginia open to attacks from Europe and other countries nearby. The high population could also lead to more civilians being injured in the event of an attack. Lastly, Seattle, Washington. Seattle holds many military bases. One of these is called the Naval Base Kitsap, which is one of the U.S. Navy's most important and has the majority of the U.S. Navy's Pacific submarines. This could cause problems if a war ever broke out because other countries could want to get rid of these bases and submarines so that they can't be used against them, possibly leading to destruction and civilians being hurt.
Are now preparing for Russia to launch World War III. They would expand the war on Ukraine by attacking NATO countries next year. Next year, there's a timetable here. Member of the House Armed Services Committee, Congressman Pat Fallon, is with me. It does sound like these documents reveal a timetable for a Russian attack. What more do we know about this?
Well, Stuart, I'm just going to comment on what I've seen in the press for obvious reasons. But Russia's always presented a danger. And I think countries that are in the East, like Finland, for instance, have always seen it. Unfortunately, larger countries like Germany have taken a 30-year nap, rather. Finland's more prepared to defend themselves than the country of Germany, the country with the fourth largest economy in the world. So it's something that you always prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
But I just remember right before Russia invaded Ukraine, 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. We knew they were coming. We were telling the media was, the White House was saying, look, you've got this military force being assembled. Here comes the invasion. It seems like this is a repeat performance. They're planning to attack next year. I think that's extraordinary stuff.
Well, I think, you know, Putin, you got to look at him like Stuart, like a mob boss. And there is, obviously, he's a loose cannon, but he's got some rationality in attacking NATO, an attack on one being an attack on all. The Suwalki Gap is a small, it's about a 40-mile strip of land that separates Belarus, which is just a Russian puppet, to the Russian exclave of Kaliningrad. And that would then cut off the Baltic states of Lithuania, Estonia, Latvia. So that's something that we're very concerned with.
The three states in the USA where a civil war could break out. Number three, Michigan, with a population of about 10 million. Michigan has been at the center of various national controversies, including disputes over election integrity and the implementation of 2020 pandemic restrictions. The state witnessed armed protests at its capital and a plot to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer, showing potential for political violence. Number two, Texas. Known for its strong state identity and history of once being an independent republic, Texas has a diverse and rapidly growing population, leading to significant political shifts. With over 29 million residents, tensions arise from debates over immigration policy and energy policies. With the state's significant economic power, Texas is self-reliant. Before revealing the number one, remember to subscribe. California, with nearly 40 million residents and the world's fifth largest economy, the state's vast size and diversity create a complex political landscape, with significant disparities in wealth, access to resources, and political power. Issues such as homelessness, housing affordability, and the tension between urban and rural areas may lead to conflict due to differing views on state governance. The three states in...
So, fam, I know when he said California, and y'all didn't see what he was showing in California. First, when he said in America, he was saying, then he showed a little picture of a black man, and I let it went by, right? So, and then, because he started Michigan, white people and all that, and he shot a little black person. And then, when he went to California, he said the problem was going to be, it's going to be the Latinos and the black. Why did he show the pictures only in California that the Latinos and the black going to be the problem? Picture shows a lot in the world if the world don't really know. So you got to really realize the crafty counsel that they trying to make us look like black man, Latino man, and Native Indian man, that we gonna be destruction. Or is this another symbolizing that we gonna get together and we gonna get this shit right? Only analyzing. Let's analyze.
So one program in particular that terrified my client the most. A simple three-stage maneuver that could topple a country's government from within. First stage was isolation. Disable their communication and transportation. Make the target as deaf, dumb, and paralyzed as possible. Setting them up for the second stage. Synchronized chaos. Terrorize them with covert attacks and misinformation. Overwhelming their defense capabilities, leaving their weapon systems vulnerable to extremists in their own military. Without a clear enemy or motive, people would start turning on each other. Done successfully, the third stage would happen on its own.
What's the third stage?
A coup d'etat. Was considered the most cost-effective way to destabilize a country. Because if the target nation was dysfunctional enough, it would, in essence, do the work for you. Whoever started this wants us to finish it.
Thank you. The Israeli Prime Minister's office releasing a statement saying that during a routine medical check, doctors discovered that the Israeli Prime Minister had a hernia for which he will undergo surgery on Sunday evening after a meeting with Israel's war cabinet. In the meantime, though, Israel's Justice Minister Yariv Levin will step in his place. It's not known for exactly how long the Israeli Prime Minister will not be present for. Additionally, it comes on the heels of demonstrations that are expected outside of the Israeli Knesset, not just tonight, but over the next 3 days, trying to protest against the government, calling for the Israeli Prime Minister to be removed, calling for new elections. And there's going to be a lot of members of Israel's opposition who are present, including the opposition leader himself, Yair Lapid, speaking out against Netanyahu and his policies. So a lot unfolding within the Israeli political landscape this Sunday.
Insurrection is going to come against the 12 tribes of Israel, against men and women that teach. Revelation 12, 17, one more time so y'all get your thought right. Watch this.
Revelation chapter 12, verse 17.
Listen good.
And the dragon was wroth with the woman.
This dragon, this white man's gonna be mad with us, pissed off. Civil war, right?
And went to make war.
Civil war.
With the remnant of her seed.
So that war, civil war, insurrection against God's people, right?
Which keep the commandments of God.
Which keep the commandments of God.
And have the testimony of Jesus Christ.
And have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Give me 2 Ezra 16 and 40. Pay close attention. Pay close attention.
2 Ezra chapter 16, verse 40. Mm-hmm. Oh, my people.
Oh, my people.
Hear my word.
Watch this.
Make you ready to the battle.
You men, you women, make you ready to the battle. There's going to be insurrection against us. The Bible says, make you ready to the battle. Go ahead.
And in those evils, be even as pilgrims upon the earth.
Be ready to up and go when need be. Everybody understand that? That's what it's saying. Read.
He that selleth, let him be as he that fleeth away. Mm-hmm. And he that buyeth, as one that will lose. Mm. He that occupieth merchandise, as he that hath no profit buyeth. And he that buildeth, as he that shall not dwell therein.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
No.
No?
No.
I'm Jewish. We don't believe in Jesus. I'll just say straight out. He was just a person that intended to be, I think the Son of God or whatever. When we pray straight to God. Right? We don't have any intermediary. We go direct to the source.
A building close to the Iranian embassy has been hit in Syria. The report carried in most of the country's official outlets gave no further details. However, some outlets are stating the Iranian consulate in Damascus has been completely destroyed. The Kremlin dismisses report that Russia is behind the Havana Syndrome. A Russian-focused investigative media group reported that members of a Russian military intelligence unit had been placed at the scene of the reported health incidents involving U.S. personnel. The U.S. military says it destroyed Houthi drones over the Red Sea and in Yemen. The drones, which were destroyed Saturday morning, posed a threat to U.S. and coalition forces and merchant vessels in the region, said U.S. Central Command. Israeli troops withdraw from Shifa Hospital after a two-week raid. During the raid, Israeli military officials said they killed some 200 militants and detained hundreds more. Palestinian residents said the troops left behind several bodies and a vast swath of destruction. Thanks for watching.
Now, the guy asked me to prove my fanatic religious whatever. Here it is. Missouri Middle School takes students to drag show without parental consent. Huh? Why isn't the mainstream media talking about this? Why isn't this being canceled? Huh? There it is, people. You know what's odd about people who are liberals and Democrats? You know, you gotta ask, what world do they live in? There's the proof right there. All right, I'm done.
They are using the chemtrails to create a thin layer of a screen to project certain images of artificial suns, moons, and stars to what we call the sky. The sky is a screen. They are using chemtrails to project certain screens of artificial suns, moons, and stars into the sky, not only for modification of the mind and weather modification, but they are using it for certain things within the DNA, to restructure DNA, and certain things on this dimension cannot get out of being citizens of a third dimensional realm. So before I go into the video, I want to let y'all know that. Go ahead and enjoy.
Brain. Now, as we look into what we call the sky, we are analyzing greatness. We are analyzing ourselves and the manifestation of what is not seen, which I call the unseen. Everything above our head is a part of us. Everything that is above our head is a part of us, and we are a part of it. So when I talk about the sun being artificial, it is a reason why the sun is artificial due to the agenda of those who cannot reach beyond this dimension. There are citizens of this physical dimension that cannot go beyond other dimensions of the universal mind. Now, what do I mean by that? What I mean is you have people here with DNA that cannot upload to higher forms of computers and the constellational systems. We are all downloaded energy. We are all downloaded energy traveling through bodies, which is a form of a biological computer. Now, the reason why they are setting up this sun light, S-Y-N-L-I-G-H-T, I talked about this before in my video. This is a fake artificial sun that they use to alter the DNA of those who live in this physical dimension. And what they do is they create the genetically modified substances, such as the food, the genetically modified frequencies and the music. And this allows us to get sick so that we can go into their medical facilities and they can see how these fake suns and fake stars is eliminating or altering our DNA. And they take the blood, which is a spiritual substance. They take our blood into these military facilities to see if you have anything that is accurate or sufficient to helping them to be able to graduate into high universal consciousness within other realms, because they cannot reach that far. It's just like cheap internet. Some people have cheap internet in their DNA and they cannot go beyond or move faster than others. We also have artificial stars, it's not just suns. It's artificial stars, or what we call stars. And don't get me wrong, every time I talk about English, or this cannot be this because the English language is young, I know that we have to identify certain things within the matrix, but at the same time, I'm trying to make you think. What we call the sun is not a sun, because what we call a sun is older than the English language, and sun is English. So I'm not being or trying to alter the identification of what we need to be able to identify within the matrix. I'm just saying that we need to look at this thing and start to think, because the only way to be able to turn on and turn off DNA is to think. They are turning on and turning off our DNA by sending out frequencies in the form of souls to think for us. Most of us are body snatched because we can't think for ourselves. We are still titling and identifying ourselves with labels that they created for us in the matrix. So how can you be older than anything when you are taking things and titles and names out of the matrix and applying it to what is really unseen? You are applying titles to something that is unknown, something that is unseen, something beyond a language, which you are cannot be identified with a mouth. Which you are cannot be identified with a mouth, because you are not a citizen of the matrix. And for those who say that they are Moors, African, Black, White, and etc., you are automatically contributing yourself to being a citizen of the matrix. And when you are automatically contributing yourself to be a citizen of the matrix, then you become that illusionary component. You are easily moved, you are easily directed into the direction of those who have the agenda for which they created the title for. So when you say you're African, Africa is a small part of a continent within the matrix, which is 10% of what? The globe. So this is why you're thinking with 10% of your brain. Everything inside of you is outside of you. Everything that's outside of you is inside of you. I'm not saying that the illusion is not important, because you need an illusion to balance the reality, and you need a reality to balance the illusion. For those who understand what I'm saying, you see beyond even the constellational system of the brain of the universe, because the universe also has a mind, and we are thoughts flowing through the mind of the universe. Now, the sun that they are using is just one system that they have. And when you hear meteorologists say that the sun is going to be rising at 7:20 in the morning or 6:23, how do they know this? You never stop to ask yourself, how do they know this? This is because they flip a switch at 6:23 or 7:23 in the morning. Once they flip the switch, that artificial light starts to rise onto the screen of what we call the sky. Oh yeah, the chemtrails creates a thin layer of a screen for them to be able to project the radiation of this sunlight into what we call the sky. So this is how the meteorologists know when the sun is going to rise in the morning. Because the paperwork is given to their boss, who was sworn in to not tell what is really going on, and then it's passed on to the meteorologist. And the meteorologists go off what he or she learned in school, which is a lie. They never question what they learned in school. But anyway, yes, this is how they know that there will be the sun will rise at a specific time. Because they know that they're going to put on the switch. It's all connected. Again, the chemtrails is not only to alter the weather or to manipulate the mind and DNA of the people. It creates another screen, a smoke screen, for certain things such as processed moons and stars to be projected into the sky. They are letting off frequencies into our DNA. Frequencies is soul. When you hear music, you are listening to entities. And depending on the megahertz of the music, this will influence and affect your mind. And you will not be able to have certain control over what's entering into your body to body snatch you by way of these wavelengths or these frequencies to control your megahertz, because we all endow on different megahertz. When you listen to music, you are listening to souls. This is why you got to be careful what you're listening to. When you are eating foods on a certain frequency, you are eating souls. This is why you got to be careful of what you eat. When you are in an environment is an entity. It is energy. It is full of energy. So you have to be careful what environment you digest into your circumference. All right? So with that much said, Black Science TV want to...
You know what that is? They give a man female hormones. Well, you can do that by giving some plant-based foods that would do the same thing. Soy is a female natural estrogen. And so you want to block that bad testosterone. Now, there are two different, well, there's several different types of testosterone. You ever heard of dihydrotestosterone? That word di means two, and testosterone means hormone. When a man has prostate problem, he has a problem with too high testosterone. Now, this is really going to confuse you. You take a young man, 18 years old, he go to a urologist, he check him, he said, boy, your testosterone is off the chart. Go out there and have you plenty of babies and just enjoy your life. That's pretty much what he'll tell him, because he don't know the Lord. But now, old man come in now, he check, he said, man, your testosterone is too high. You probably got prostate cancer. Why didn't he tell that young boy that? He was high too. What was the difference? No, it wasn't age. It wasn't had nothing to do with age. No. See, he think you're so ignorant that you don't know that there are different types of testosterone. Dihydrotestosterone is where estrogen and testosterone mix together. That's where the man, as he get out of shape, he let his body get out of shape, his estrogen start rising. Instead of 1%, it's 3% or 4%. It mixed with the testosterone, creating another hormone called dihydrotestosterone. And so it's no longer testosterone. It's a female hormone that have united with the male hormone. And that makes the prostate gland grow, as estrogen make a baby grow. So they both have high testosterone, but the man, the boy have free testosterone, the man has dihydrotestosterone. They call them both testosterone, but they're not. That's the big difference. So, but he'll give you a female hormone drug that will block your estrogen in your body. And then, you know, you say, okay, then it works. But he's altering your hormones. And what was that number? Sit on the mic, right?
The PSA in prostate, that can cause it to rise, right?
Yes.
You know, they go by the numbers. So that can cause it to rise.
Right, and the PSA is a false reading. It's just an indicator. The medical people know that. It's just an indicator. It's not proof positive, but it's a good indicator that your dihydrotestosterone is too high. So you need to get your PSA test, but don't accept that as proof positive, because you can have a low PSA and still have prostate cancer, and you can have a high PSA and definitely have prostate cancer. The only way they can really determine had to do a Gleason score, which is a biopsy, where they take a specimen of it and they put it under the microscope. That's pretty much the only way they can determine that.
So the young boy had high testosterone.
He did.
But basically what you're bringing out is that the older man, when he came in, he told him his testosterone was too high. Is because he had a different type of testosterone.
Right.
Testosterone. He had dihydrotestosterone.
That's right.
Okay, that was the difference in the two.
That's right. But he's not going to tell you about it. Doctor's
not going to tell you that.
He don't say you use dihydrotestosterone because he think you're scientifically stupid.
Right.
He said just your testosterone too high. Well, they both testosterone, but one of them is an abnormal testosterone.
So dihydrotestosterone is an abnormal testosterone.
It's kind of like a man. When a man have a high level of dihydrotestosterone, his hair fall off in the top of his head. He get bald head. Because his hair, the hair follicles are sensitive to the female hormone. And it takes his hair out on top. He's bald on top of his head. And the doc, they always say, well, hey, you're bald on top of your head, your testosterone is real high.
That's why all the brothers shaving the head.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is.
They don't know. They think it's his age, but they don't realize. They don't realize the chemical breakdown.
It is. The hair follicles are sensitive to it.
So and if you can reverse that, the hair will grow back.
It will. And a woman, if she...
Uganda President Yoweri Museveni have a message for the West in America. Watch this video, guys.
What is your message to Western human rights groups, to President Obama,
respect
to lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people?
Respect African societies and their values. If you don't agree, you just keep quiet. Let's manage our society the way we see. If we are wrong, we shall find out by ourselves. Just the way we don't interfere with yours.
Do you personally dislike homosexuals?
Of course, they are disgusting. What sort of people are they? How can you go? I never knew what they were doing. That's how I've been told recently that what they do is terrible.
Lady, my name is Leila. I correspond for Deutsche Welle Kiswahili service. First question: the gay community in Uganda is requesting to have a meeting with you. Would you give them an ear? The homosexuals in Uganda, they are requesting to have audience with you.
And a busy man he has been, because as of yesterday, March 31st, 2024, Russia decided to abolish the United Nations Oversight Panel monitoring sanctions against North Korea over its nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles program. So basically, as I reported previously on my TikTok, these two were working together to build new nuclear weaponry alongside Iran, who financially backed all this stuff. And they all pretty much put their money into a pot, and their smartest people wanted, they put their baddest heifers on the flow. Do you understand what I'm saying? Came up with something that's moving and shaking in the world, because as of right now, several countries have requested these particular nuclear weapons. And these are the same nuclear weapons that North Korea is currently having to pay sanctions to the NU and the EU because of having these ballistic missiles programs. And basically, they've been monitored by these particular sanctions, such as the UN Security Council, the EU, over these ballistic missile programs as a means to keep the world a safer place. But America got all these different bases, illegal bases in all these countries that they are forcing themselves into. Okay. That's what I'm talking about, Big Poop with the loot. Even out the playing field. That's basically what he did. He cleared out the playing field and evened it out for everybody. Now, y'all might not think that these next two things are connected and directly tied back into the geopolitical situation that ties into Gaza, but just stick with me, okay? This is the president or prime minister of Guyana. It is a Caribbean island that, yes, another place where they have found natural gases and oils right off their shores. So now they're in a position where they're actively moving to retrieve this from the ground. Now, just so y'all know, this stuff is very toxic and dangerous. And if it is indeed released into the ozone, it can be lethal for not only that place, but the entire world. So it is their fiduciary duty to go ahead and remove these natural gases and store them safely, right? So how about in a BBC interview, this British interviewer tried to convince this man that by taking these oils out of his land and these natural gases, which is currency now, it's currency, that it is bad for the ozone layer and that they need, mind you, Guyana has a zero footprint when it comes to anything bad in the environment. Like their footprint is zero. And this man who's British, from one of the places that has one of the worst carbon footprints on this earth, that has done one of the biggest, the worst damages to this earth, to global warming, has decided, he comes from that nation, has decided to try and come for the president or prime minister of Guyana and tell him that what he's doing by taking those gases out of the ground and safely ensuring that it doesn't cause any harm to the ozone layer goes against global warming. Child, please. Y'all want so badly for everybody to buy into y'all BS, which is crazy to me. Y'all want them to overlook that stuff and basically pay y'all to take it out of there so y'all can do them dirty? Nah. Y'all mad because literally, I don't think it's by surprise. Y'all mad because all these places that America has done dirty is popping up with all this oil and these natural gases. All of them that America has done, I mean, Haiti, China, North Korea, Palestine, all these Middle Eastern countries, Iran, they're all popping up with random, just like billions of dollars worth of natural gases and oil, except America. Yeah, God don't like y'all. England either. God don't like y'all. NATO powers. God don't like y'all. I keep trying to tell y'all that. He don't like y'all. If this ain't proof, okay? Bebe, do I know for a fact that they have known about this for a long time? Absolutely. Of course they've known about this for a long time. They've just kept it silent. They meticulously move. You're not hearing what I'm saying. Big Pooh and his homies, they are playing chess while America and them is playing checkers. So as America tries to create a genocide and America tries to steal other people's shit, all these other countries is popping up with the same stuff that they try to steal. And they already getting it taken out of the ground and they putting it in so they can get their ends in bricks. So they don't have to be a third world country. okay? They waited for the perfect moment to come out and say something and say, okay, now I'm going to take it out the ground. Now, mind you, according to this interview, they had already started retrieving it from the ground. Yeah. They were hit to America. They knew what y'all was going to try to do, and they made sure. Didn't I tell y'all that they would plan their entire plan around America being arrogant and stupid? Look at you. You done played yourself in front of the whole world, and now you don't have an ally on your side. Yikes! Which is crazy, because as of right now, France has all of a sudden decided to take actions against French Israeli soldiers involved in war crimes in Gaza. Oh, now you care? I smell BS. They're definitely flipping a script so that they can all get into BRICS. That's what it looks like to me. They're trying to get into BRICS so that they can find some way to get America into that situation. They're trying to infiltrate, and they're definitely trying to take over it. That's exactly what I think. And I'm going to tell you why I think that. In my humble, educated opinion, my hypothesis is they are trying to work with whomever they can, America and Great Britain, to go ahead and get into BRICS. They'll exchange things. Basically, those other countries, even though they're going to be losing the U.S. dollar, they'll find a way to exchange arms and still exchange things. They'll still find a way to make something else currency so that they can get their money. And these people are known to be the homies of America. So obviously they're planning something. They're trying to backdoor some kind of situation. And it is clear and written all over the walls. Because as of yesterday, March 31st, 2024, the U.S. President Biden came out and stated he's working with other Arab countries such as Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Jordan, and Qatar. And they are ready and fully ready to recognize Israel as its own state. Aren't these a couple of these the same countries that just said that they were calling for an immediate and permanent ceasefire in Gaza, and that they were ready to acknowledge Palestine as its own state, but you're also now ready to acknowledge Israel as its own place? I'm so sorry. You can't be the savior and the oppressor at the same time. Like, that's not how that works. Okay, you can't acknowledge Palestine as a state and then go back and also acknowledge Israel as a state after they have been illegally occupying Gaza and Palestine. It just don't make sense to me. It don't add up, and it's politically immoral and unethical. It completely diminishes the damage they've already done. And at this point in time, it feels like a backdoor deal that Joe Biden and the Biden administration is attempting to do. The United States of America in general is attempting to do as a means to pretty much gloss over everything that has happened. But in my humble opinion, they're also glossing over it and working directly with these Arab countries so that they can get on the good side of Palestine. They can also get on the good side of everybody else and make it look like that they're ready to fully support and back Palestine and the Palestinians, and that they're ready to fully back and support everybody else and their concerns. But in my opinion, I genuinely feel like that man is setting everybody up to look the other way while they sneakily try and steal bricks from underneath the noses of China, North Korea, Iran, and Russia. This feels like a plan to lick Russia back, okay? Trust me when I tell you, America cannot be trusted at all. While I do appreciate them attempting to do so, again, seeing how y'all handled the whole aid situation, we don't trust y'all. We don't trust y'all not one bit. Baby, I can't trust y'all as far as I can throw y'all. I wouldn't touch them with a 2x4. Okay? Because, baby, they lie so much they believe their own lies. And by the time you done getting to the end of why they decided to do this, the bottom line will always be it's simply because they're evil. And that they feel entitled to every single thing that you have. And as long as you allow them to, they will take your stuff. And as long as you allow them to, they will play in your face. And as long as you allow them to, they will play nice. Until they get what they want, and then you'll see who they really are. Don't you fall for that, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and Qatar. Don't you fall for that, okay? We know y'all flip-floppy, but baby, them not the type of people y'all want to flip-flop with. America ain't them type of folks y'all want to flip-flop with, okay? You don't even want to get down with them. Baby, when you lay down with dogs, with dirty dogs, you bound to catch fleas. I suggest...
Thank you. Y'all the main ones I'm watching on my throne. Created everything, but I called you my own. That land I gave you, put my name on it, my home. Yeah, that's my home. Israel, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. I made a promise, can't nobody take it. I chose to put you above all the nations. Out of your graves, I chose to awaken. We made a covenant, don't you forsake it. Come get protected while they going crazy. Israel, my firstborn, my baby. Israel, my firstborn, my baby. I woke you up in your land of captivity. I do not change, I want you to remember me. Laws and commandments, I gave you the remedy. Go read the testimonies for your memory. I sent them prophets, but you wasn't hearing me. I come to you if you really come near to me. I heard your cry, now it's time to take it. I'm the one got you from all of your enemies. Who you know open the sea? Them waters were bitter, but I made it sweet. In case you ain't know how to swim, I'm your protector, so I made you walk on your feet. This a reminder you married to me. I just want you to be all I called you to be. They called you niggas, but I made you priests. I'm about to give you back everything. I'm sending plagues for you. I'm sending boys, drying up rivers. I leave them dead for you. Tell Pharaoh, let my people go. You heard what I said for you. Tell Pharaoh, let my people go. You heard what I said for you. For you. You only have I known. Y'all the main ones I'm watching on my throne. Created everything, but I called you my own. That land I gave you, put my name in it, my home. Yeah, that's my home. Israel. I'm the reason you in captivity. We made a covenant, you ain't remember me. Broke the covenant, I sent your enemy. Get out my land since you wasn't fearing me. I'm the reason they put you in chains. I'm the reason they switched up your name. I'm the reason why you in the hood. I'm the reason of all your pain. I'm sending flows fast, daily. Think I don't love you. Y'all my babies, gave my son. Must be crazy. Come out that system, come out of that lane. They got that military, it would not faze me. It would not move me, it would not graze me. Remember Egypt, I did all that for my people. You only have I known. Y'all the main ones I'm watching on my throne. Created everything, but I called you my own. That land I gave you, put my name in it, my home. Yeah, that's my home. You only have I known. Y'all the main ones I'm watching on my throne. Created everything, but I called you my own. That land I gave you, put my name in it, my home. Yeah, that's my home. Israel.
What is home, chilling the world? I stay tuned to the Fade Podcast. It's the hottest message out there.
When I'm home, chilling, I'm always tuned in to Fade. We have the hottest podcast out there.
Oh, yes, very informative.
When I'm home, chilling, I'm always tuned in to Fade. We have the hottest podcast out here.
When I'm home chilling the world, I stay tuned to the Fade Podcast. It's the hottest message out there.
Hey, y'all. When I'm at the spot just chilling, or my little car just driving around, I always listen to Fade. He keep it real. He said it was real. And that's one of the hottest podcasts around. I definitely suggest it. Check them out.